Nedarim Parches Mishnah Zayin. Omer lechaver. Somebody tells his friend, Koinim shani nen aloch. I'm making koinim. I can't have any hanaf from you. Im ein ata ba. If you don't come, v'noitel vanecha and take for your son kor echad shel chitin. Kor echad. It's a large amount of chitin. Ushtei chavius shel yain and 2 barrels of wine. You better take all of this, or the guy says he's not going to have any hanaf from him. Hareza yachol lahaferes nidro shelo al pichachem. This guy can be mefer. It's not really lashon mefer, like Taisantu points out. But the nether can fall off even without a chacham. The yomar lo, and the guy that he's talking to can say back to him, klum amarta alupnei kvoidi. The only reason you made this nether was you wanted me to accept this food for my son, because that's an honor, and you made a nether that you wouldn't have any hanaf from me unless I accepted this food, which is basically like, I need to accept your honor. Zehu kvodi. And by the fact that I am saying it's okay that I don't need it, that's also an honor for me. In other words, you made a nether unless I take something from you. And I'm taking something from you. What am I taking from you? I'm taking kavod. Because just like it's a kavod for me to accept and take all of this food, it's also a kavod for me to just say I don't need it. In fact, like the Rush says, Seinem Atanus Yichya, and like the Ran points out, that it's a bigger kavod for me to turn it down. So that also fulfills your wish. So whether or not I accept it or say it's okay and don't accept it, that's exactly what you want. And it's as if, like, the condition already happened. And you don't have to be made for that nether, or matter that nether. And the guy that spoke can have hanaf from him. The Mishnah continues, V'cheina omer lechaver koinim sha'ata nene li. Also, person tells his friend, makes a koinim, that you cannot have any hanaf from me. Im ein ata ba v'noisein livni kor echad shel chitin u'shtei chavi shel yayin. Unless you come and give my own son a kor echad of chitin and shtei chavi shel yayin. So in this case, even if the guy that made the nether would change his mind and say, you know what? I'm meichel that. It's okay. And in this case, one would think maybe because he's meichel that, that's like a covet to himself. Because he made a nether until he received something. Until his son received. But it's always a bigger covet, like the Mefarshim point out, to talk about your son. Because it's not as direct. Looks like you're less needy in a certain way. When he says that he's meichel it, one would think that it's also like he's getting his covet. So that should also be Mekayim the nether. Nevertheless, Rabbi Meir Oimer Osir Achiitain. In this case, it's also for his friend to have Hana until his friend gives him what he asked for. Necham Oimrim, Necham say, Afze Yachol Lahafras Nidro Shlo Pichachem. This case also, the guy that made the nether can be mated the nether without needing a Chachem V'yomerlo, and he can say, Hare Ani Ki'ilis Gabalti. It's as if I already received it. I'm sort of Meichel. It's okay. That's my covet, and that takes care of the nether. Mishnah continues. So they were pressuring a guy to marry his niece, his sister's daughter. Now this guy, he can't take it anymore. He says, in order to prevent himself from marrying her, he's kainim that she should not have hana from him forever. A guy divorces his wife, and he says, he says that his wife is also to have hana from him forever. Both of these cases, these women can have hana from these men. In other words, the first case, the guy's niece can have hana, and the guy's divorcee can also have hana from him. What he was referring to is only ishus, was only marriage. In other words, it's very apparent that when he's asering these people for hana, whether it's this woman he doesn't want to marry, or whether it's his wife that he's divorcing, he's asering only for marital relations. So he's preventing the marriage. But obviously, that's all he's asering, and if he would give them some kind of food or anything like that, that's not a problem, because that's not what he's talking about. The person is pressuring his friend that he should eat by him. Omar, and the guy that's being invited says, Koinim leveischa she'eni nichnas. His koinim is house that he's not entering, tipas tzornin she'eni toyim loch, or even a drop of something cold, a cold drink that he's not going to taste. Mutter likonis leveiso, velishtos mimenu tzornin. He's able to enter his house and still drink something cold. Because like Rashi says, the obvious kavana that he had was only for eating and drinking a large amount, because the guy was inviting him to a whole big suda. So when he said he made a nether not to have any kind of taste or any kind of drink from him, he really was only ossering himself for large meals, because that's what the guy was actually inviting him for. But, you know, a small little eating and drinking, that wouldn't be a problem.